Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Apologize for the brief interruption in our services. I was out doing some gigs. I was at the Big Ears Festival, the great festival in Knoxville, Tennessee, playing in a band called Very Very Circus. That's the music of Henry Threadgill, some great records that came out in the 90s that I kind of grew up on. So I did that, and then I came back to New York and I did a gig with Dan Weiss Quartet with some great musicians. Patricia Brennan and Peter Evans, and I have another gig tomorrow in New York, so I've been a little bit busy. It's hard to always balance studying and working on stuff that you need to do for other people. I'm very happy that other people are interested in me playing with them, so I try to do a good job really learning their music, and that takes some time. And so does Monk. So Monk is a never-ending project, and today we are going to look at Well You Needn't. Well You Needn't is played many different ways, as often happens with songs that were performed by Miles Davis. The Miles Davis version became a kind of standardized version of playing it, but Monk didn't play it exactly that way, and so I would like to use as a reference the record Monk's Music, which has Coltrane on the second solo there, where you hear them yelling, "Coltrane, Coltrane," and then he comes in, and that's kind of the one I'd like to use for a couple of reasons. One is it just uses... the melody is kind of orchestrated with horns, so you can really hear the different parts that are conceived for the tune. And then it also has this interesting intro. If you look up, like on YouTube, "Well, you needn't" opening, you'll hear this sort of false take. Monk's playing something like, and it's hard for people to hear where the time is in that, I think, because the band kind of comes in and is messed up, and then Monk's saying, "Hey, you can't hear that?" but the rhythm is, it sounds kind of like, but it's, the second time he does it a little differently. Let's see, what is it? So he plays, it's kind of a placeholder chord. I think he maybe is playing this, something with fourth. I think it's B flat, E flat, A flat, but I kind of like messing with the three versions of that tetrachord. It's tetrachord, or you could call it, I guess, really more trichord, the three note thing. I think of these as 027. It's kind of a lot to get into. I probably should do another video on this, but because this isn't really, well, it is related to the tune because you have this stuff, which is also 027. That's in terms of the intervals. If the D flat is 0, then E flat is 2, and A flat is 7. So that's actually this. That's what I was just playing. D flat 027, but I play B flat, E flat, A flat. That's actually A flat 027, just like an inversion, right? Because it's like that, right? And then I could play G flat 027, you know. Right? So these three, they're kind of open sounds. Those things, you know, they don't imply any particular key. Well, they could be in one of, I guess, five keys, so. In any case, rhythm. Let's see, how does he do that? Right after it. Now that's just what he plays. You know, he probably played a variety of things, but it's kind of fun to actually try to get the rhythm right from that recording. So the second time is like the thing is kind of compressed. So he has much longer. It's like, but it, da. So that's like the lead in. Get it? Right. Get it? So. Changing it up just because there's a lot of hits there, so it could be one. Or some sort of combination of those. So the whole intro then is eight bars. One, two, two, three. I think in Miles Davis version or other common ways to play it would be something like this, which is not so much a different thing. This is just going up the triad B, leading in with the B and then up to a C and going up an F major triad. But the one on Monk's music is G sharp, starting on G sharp. And I like that. It's more of a blues sound, right? Goes up the triad, but it doesn't hit the A again. It doesn't go. Maybe Monk does do that, something like that sometimes, but the basic melody gets the A on the way down. And there's a G flat in the bass there. I think it's important to not fill in these chords with a bunch of extra stuff. There's an interview with Bill Frisell talking about this tune online where he talks about that. The chords are very open, kind of ambiguous. You know, a lot of just roots and ninths and things like that. Not a lot of thirds and sevenths in these chords. And that gives a lot of space because there's a counterline that's happening at the same time. But for now, I'll just play the melody with the bass note. So this is like a... I'm not playing the bass note because it's too hard to get, but... the tonality just that's F, right? Okay, so that's that. You could also do it maybe up here. And if you want to put some bass notes. Those are all G flats, yeah. You could also go. I don't know about that though. I like to be able to. Or you could do. Well, it always changes. I kind of like it down here though. Recording I made, I use a lot of this kind of tritone relationship stuff, just because of this half step thing happening. Kind of a cool sound. Or those are all 0 2 7s. Okay, so the counter line. So this thing that started out the tune, that turns into kind of a whole note pattern. So just a chromatic line coming from C up to E. Kind of fades out there, but sometimes in the solo, Monk's playing it all the way back down to C again, like. It's not quite enough room to get there, so it might go a little faster there. So you could go. Oops. Makes a sound kind of like a D flat 6-9 kind of voicing. Now the question is whether it's minor or major. Is it minor or major? Coltrane, when he's playing the solo, Monk isn't often filling that in, so it's kind of hard. But the Coltrane plays a lot on there of different kind of harmonic implications. He plays like B flat minor kind of sound, Hello. Which implies kind of a G flat major 7, like it has an F natural in it. Although other times I think he plays like a kind of a D flat minor. Like, it's kind of a sound. That kind of sound. And that's more has an F flat in it. But I think, I don't know. I'm going to probably change how I hear this. I don't really know what's the right answer, but to me, this sounds major right now, today. Sounds like if I were to play something on there. I got this kind of sound. Now, this is just an F over a D, so that's like a D minor. And then when it comes here, that's like a G flat over E flat. So again, A flat minor. Then it goes up to. F over E, it could be locrian, I don't know what. I guess it's still F. I would just be playing with one flat there, but with the E. Reversing. So that could be kind of like. So I'm just kind of improvising on that progression. It's basically just kind of an F major and a G flat major, and then with combined with that. Just like. Kind of like the weirdest one is this E major, which I'm just treating like F major with an E. F over D, G flat over D flat. So it sounds to me kind of like D flat 6 something. I'm thinking ninth because of that thing in the melody. Like the fifth and minor third of an E flat. And this is so that's, as far as the A sections, I'm thinking of something like those two possibilities. Like, there's the basic rocking back and forth, like tonic to dominant kind of sound that's the F to G flat, which could also just, you could think about other dominants in that spot. I think I do that when I'm playing. I think, oh, it could be like a B flat minor going back to the F, or it could be a D flat minor going back to the F, or it could be a E flat 7 going to the F, you know, any kind of other dominants that might take up that place of the G flat, so you're not just doing the one thing over and over again. And then the bridge, I can't even remember what Miles Davis plays in the bridge right now, but it goes, I think it goes up farther or further than Monk does, because Monk just starts here. Are not really, they're not like dominant seventh chords, they're just kind of these open sounds. I'm just playing fifths. D flat, A flat. Because that's what he's playing, D flat, A flat, E flat, which is like D flat 0-2-7 if you're into that kind of thing. was going to go, I got to do it in time. Okay, so that's just a pattern. One bar of D flat. One bar of D. And then two beats. E flat, E, E flat, D, E flat. Wait, what did I do? Alright, okay, so yeah, E flat, E, E flat, D, D flat, C, B. Okay, so. So up to D. From the B, kind of go to a C at the end, right? So it goes. So starting on D flat. So I like to just mess with that shape, you know. Guitar, because it's like playing bits of pentatonics. Okay, so that's the basic idea of the tune. So all it is A, B, A, and then I guess the challenge is to not fall into conventional stuff of thinking what these chords are. For me, it's more about the shapes and the functions of the things and how they work, you know, the dominant to the tonic, and then having this counterpoint line makes it really sound a lot different because it, instead of just going back and forth and back and forth, it's the thing that's going kind of creeping up and then creeping back down against that back and forth thing. So it's like it creates this interesting counterpoint. All right, so that's that, and please feel free to comment questions. I will get back to you, and tell your friends. This is heating up now. We're more than halfway through, and I've been really working on these songs and learning a lot. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.